Hello and welcome to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm your host, Dave Carney, and welcome. I'm glad you're here. So today I have two special guests, both from Talon Athletics. It is Scott and Armand, and I appreciate getting to know them. We've talked a few times, not only on social media, they post a lot on Instagram especially. They've got a lot of cool stuff going on, and I've got to know them a little bit and talking about Gaga Ball, and that is their main focus, and the accessories for Gaga Ball, and spreading it to, in this case, the New York area, and expanding to other states as well, into summer camps, into after school programs, and into phys ed. So we talk about all those things, and I think we have a good discussion about dodgeball versus Gaga Ball, and the pros and benefits of Gaga Ball. So, without further ado, here they are from Talon Athletics, Scott and Armand. All right. Hello, everybody. I am here now with Armand UC and Scott Blumberg. How are you guys?
We're great. Doing good.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, definitely. We've been talking for a little while now, and I'm glad that we finally made this kind of connection and made this work. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed getting to know both of you and just talking PE and talking other things, camps and things like that. So can you, I guess one at a time, maybe just give an introduction of yourselves and, how you got involved in Talon Athletics?
Sure. I'm Scott Blumberg. I'm the CEO of the company. Started the company 7 years ago. Basically, I saw it at a day camp that I worked at, and kids were playing this game, and they just never wanted to stop playing it. And it was really something to see and to watch. I was the tennis director at the camp, and as the camp season progressed, I saw that the kids were not only enjoying it, but also they were roughing up their hands a little bit while they were playing the game. So I figured gloves would be an appropriate accessory to the game, and it might be a venue that might be viable when I retire, because I was a school teacher in the New York City school system for 30 years, and retirement was coming up, and a little too young to retire at 55. So so we made gloves for the game, and it turned out to be beneficial and a really big hit, both at the camp and online, where we have our sales now. And then moving forward, we started to sell the equipment, get the equipment, and do events. So that's what we did.
And my name's Armand UC. I started with Talon about 2 years ago now. And I hopped on board. I've been helping Scott with anything and everything he really needs. I've been coaching the games when we do after school programs, any other events, and helping out in any other way that I can. So I've been enjoying my time and hope to continue to help out.
Hey, that's great. And so your main focus is Gaga Ball. Is that correct?
Correct.
Can you describe that game for anybody who doesn't know what that is?
Right. Okay. So Gaga Ball is played in an octagon pit. And the whole point of the game is to hit a foam ball. It stays on the ground, and the one person aims at other people trying to get them out. And the only way to get them out is by hitting the ball and anywhere aiming for anybody else in the pit, anywhere below their knee. So you're not throwing the ball, you're not kicking the ball, you're strictly hitting the ball while it's on the ground, aiming for the others anywhere below their knee. It's similar, but very different from dodgeball, especially for those who don't really know much about the game. I guess the comparison can be between Gaga Ball and dodgeball. So we tend to not really like comparing it to dodgeball because since it's very different. But for anybody who is not really familiar with the game, that's the best comparison. It's mostly related to dodgeball.
Yeah, it's a very fast-paced game, very interactive. Athleticism, part of it doesn't have to be where you're the best athlete on the playing field. The beauty of it is that 25, 30, a lot of children can play the game at the same time. And then they get back real quick because the games usually take about 10 minutes. So there's a lot of interaction. They stay by the pit. They're not running around outside the pit. And it's really self-governing, which is really the beauty of it. So you don't have, you know, you have to do it a certain way. You sort of figure it out along the way. There's strategies involved, using the angles of the boards, using the octagon for itself is a great way of getting the kids out. And, you know, they pick up on that the more they play.
Yeah. How long has Gaga Ball been around? Because I played it one time and I had a lot of fun. It was at a summer camp that my kids were, they didn't go to, but they kind of did a demonstration there. And we had a lot of fun. My kids enjoyed it. They played with their cousins. And so where did this, and then someone there at the camp said, oh, it's been around for years. And I never heard of it before. So do you know, I mean, has it been around a long time?
Right. So basically started in Perth, Australia. The story goes in the 60s. And then it went to Israel. It was in a Jewish community in Perth, Australia. Then it went to Israel. And then later on in the 60s, two counselors that worked in Israel came to New York, upstate New York, at a Jewish sleepaway camp. And they introduced the game to the kids because there was a lot of downtime. So they pitched picnic tables after lunch. And they showed the kids how to play the game. And then through the 70s, it stayed predominantly in the Jewish community, at Jewish camps, day camps, sleepaways, Jewish community centers. And then it started becoming more mainstream where it is now. It's in over 4,500 camps, schools now, and colleges are adapting the game. So,
yeah, I think it's great. And like I said, I had a lot of fun with it. I grew up, and I don't want to just keep talking both back and forth with dodgeball, but I think we need to make some distinctions. Can you describe how you, it's kind of like an underhand kind of, you kind of whack the ball. Is that correct? You're not throwing the ball.
So if anyone's familiar with like bocce ball, it's similar, it's the similar form. But instead of like throwing the ball or rolling it, you're strictly just hitting the ball. Like I said before, you're not throwing, you're not kicking. The ball's always on the ground. So you're not really hitting it up in the air. It's strictly staying on the ground and, you know, people are hitting it and aiming for others. So it's a pretty safe game. It's definitely safer than dodgeball. It's played on the ground. And like I said, we think anyway, it's a little bit safer than dodgeball.
And where are you guys located now? I mean, I know you're in New York, but where have you, I see you on Instagram, you have some pretty cool looking pits and everything like that. So where are you mostly located now, or how far have you reached so far?
We're located in White Plains, New York, and we travel all over the tri-state area. So depending on the venue or what we're doing, we go as far out as into the Hamptons out on Long Island. We go up to Hartford, Connecticut, go down South Jersey. So, you know, we're really branched out in the three states. So wherever the need is, we're there.
Yeah, and so hopefully as the game keeps expanding, we also expand as a company as well.
Yeah. That's great. So right now it's mostly after school, or it's summer camps, or, you know, what do you have going on here so far?
Yeah, so for the most part, right now we're it's very prevalent in after school programs. We have done physical education classes in the past where we bring in the pits, and for that designated time, the kids are playing Gaga Ball for their phys ed class. We've done a bunch of camps. We have a bunch of camps lined up for this summer where we bring the pits and the kids play. We're trying to map out everything, get into all different spaces and try to, you know, make it as popular amongst the greatest amount of people as we can. So trying to make it more popular.
Right. And like I said, I enjoyed it. I only played it once, and I actually loved dodgeball as a kid. I really did. I mean, again, not completely comparing it to it, but just a little bit of comparison since we've been talking about it. Mm-hmm. I love those games. I just have a hard time a little bit at NPE. Mm-hmm. You know, I phased dodgeball out a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and just in general, what would you say to a PE teacher? Because I know this is, and I'm on the fence with this. You and I, or all three of us, have talked about this. You know, I'm kind of on the fence as far as, I think it's great for summer camps. I think it's great for after school. I'm a little bit borderline as far as PE. So what would you say to a physical education teacher, you know, kind of like me thinking about it, not sure. And then, you know, go along with the shape standards and things like that.
Right. So in terms of the danger aspect, dodgeball, I would say is much more dangerous than gaga ball. In terms of, you know, the ball and dodgeball, the ball's traveling at much higher speeds, and the area where kids can get hit is, you know, their entire body. So you can't, once you throw that ball, you can't control really where it's going. Then the two, you know, two main areas that you would worry about are getting hit in the head and getting hit in the chest. And especially with the dodgeball, it's a little bit more harder than a gaga ball, which we, you know, we use a foam ball. So a foam ball, I would say, is definitely a little bit more safer than not regular dodgeball. And then in gaga ball, it's a little bit different. The ball is traveling at much lower speeds. And it's being hit instead of thrown. So you're eliminating your head from being hit. You're eliminating your chest from being hit. You're only able to be hit anywhere below your knee. So that's the kind of safety aspect between comparing the safety between dodgeball and gaga ball. And then in terms of, you know, I know in since I'm actually studying PE, I know a big part of it is once these kids are out of the pit, in terms of playing gaga ball, that they need to stay active. There's no, you know, once you're out waiting, that the whole point of physical education is to be active, to constantly be active for whatever the amount of time is for that, you know, class period. So what many don't realize is that there are many different variations of gaga ball that we play in our after school and physical education programs. One of them being a game called Zombie Gaga, which I would think would be perfect for phys ed classes because the kids are constantly moving around at all times. So the game basically starts out like regular gaga ball. And then once you're out, you're considered a zombie. So you step outside the pit, and the way to get back in the pit, those zombies, you have to tag the people who are still inside the pit. So it's helping them, you know, realize that, oh, I'm not totally out. I still have a chance to win this game. I still can get back in and participate. So, and also for the people inside the pit, it challenges them a little bit more because they're not only worrying about getting out by the people inside the pit hitting them, but they also have to worry about the quote unquote zombies on the outside of the pit still trying to tag them. And they have to work with, you know, different tactics on, you know, where to hit the ball, how to stay away from the zombies. So that I think Zombie Gaga is a perfect phys ed game because the kids are constantly active. Even the kids outside the pit are constantly active. Another game, it would be like Tag Team Gaga, which is kind of self-explanatory. You have, you know, groups of two kids, one on the inside, one on the outside. You can tag your partner in at any time. And then even if when your partner gets out on the inside of the pit, your team could still win because you have the person, your teammate, coming in for you and trying to help win. And then another game that I think would be great for PE is called Recycle Gaga, where, again, you start out like regular Gaga, and once a person inside the pit, it's kind of like a memorization game. So if I were to get you out, Dave, let's say I get you out and then you would step on the outside and then let's say Scott gets me out, you would be back in because now I'm out. So you kind of have to, it challenges the kids to kind of memorize who got them out. And like I said, they're constantly being active. They can still get back inside the pit. And they're, you know, once they're out, they're not, you know, totally out, I guess you want to say, which, you know, again, is perfect for PE because I understand that, you know, the kids have to be active at all times and you really don't want to promote losing in the classroom. So I think those three games would be perfect for PE settings.
All right. Also, you got to remember, we go into a phys ed class, you know, we bring a couple of bits because the phys ed classes are big. So we bring in two pits. So, you know, we have the ability to alternate. But let's say going to a phys ed class, the teachers for this budget, the schools don't have the ability to purchase two Gaga pits to have this going on back and forth, so the kids don't have anything to do. But the phys ed teachers are adept enough to realize and say, hey, let me set up some stations outside. And if they get out of the game, they could be doing something at working through a station, an obstacle course or something, and then they're going to come back in and they're going to play. So there's no downtime for them either. So, you know, there are ways to compensate for if they feel that there's some downtime in that 40-minute period. But they can keep on playing, being active.
And even too, I mean, when you're comparing Gaga ball to dodgeball, I mean, it's almost like you have to. I mean, we don't want to, but when you compare it, it's certain aspects of dodgeball that many PE teachers are into, are, you know, like chasing, dodging, fleeing, which are very important in PE, which happen to be incorporated into dodgeball, are incorporated into Gaga ball just the same, except on a much safer level. So the way I see it is Gaga ball is, you're going to experience the same thrill as dodgeball and hopefully come out with the same learning outcomes, except on a just much safer level.
Yeah, I mean, I like how you explained it. I really do. And I like those extra layers where in different games that are not as, or I don't want to say non-elimination, but you know, when kids are eliminated, they're not just doing nothing for 5 minutes. So I do like that aspect of it. I really do. And it's funny in the phys ed world, dodgeball is just a very polarizing thing. I mean, I'm sure you guys know by now, it's like some people are gung-ho about it. Some people are gung-ho against it. Yeah. And there's some in the middle. I'm really against it, but you know, Gaga ball, I like how you explained it. You know, there's still some aspects that are tough because it's, you know, it is human targets. And that, I think that's the main thing, but I will give you this. When I teach target games, it's hard to teach because there's three levels of target games, at least as far as I teach in the TGFU aspect, where the first is like non-moving targets. Like if you play cornhole or, you know, horseshoes type thing or something, you know, beanbag toss. And then the second level would be, there's like defense where they're guarding a pin or they're guarding something. Right. And the third level are moving targets. And it's hard to teach that if you have no games that really, you know, involve that or include that. And so, you know, this, unless you have like, it's like skeet, we don't have skeet at school, luckily. And so, you know, that might be a game that to teach that extra level, that third layer of target games. Again, I'm still kind of, I'm a little bit on the fence, but you guys are making a great case for it. So what is next for you guys? I know you want to expand into different, you want to expand in different states, or you want to get more into phys ed programs, or what's next for you and your company?
Well, next we're looking at, we're doing our first Gaga camp this summer. So we're running that here in White Plains. And then we're also doing the Westchester County Gaga tournament, Gaga championships. So that's a big deal. We're also trying to incorporate and bring back the young adults or the adults that used to play back in the day. And then they graduated college, life kicked in, and, you know, families and work and all that. So we do a lot of street fest block parties. And it's interesting how many times young adults, 20s, 30s, even 40-year-olds come over and they go, oh, I remember that game. I played that when I was in camp. You know, it's a Gaga pit. And like their friends sometimes look at them like, what are you talking about? So, you know, and they get in, they play. They say, hey, come on, let's play. And, so we want to bring that back, you know, and have young adults, because it's not just a kid's game. It's not good just for kids between kindergarten and 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade. You know, you could still play. Colleges are buying Gaga pits. Colleges are having and using it. So we're trying to look to expand that for colleges into intramurals. And, you know, if we could do some Gaga leagues, we'll do that too. So we're really looking to expand our horizons, certainly more so here in the tri-state and then going on a national level.
Yeah, I think that's great. And it reminds me of spike ball because I remember when spike ball, do you have it up there? I'm assuming you have it. Right, yeah. It kind of reminds me of that where it was a few years ago. I saw it at a convention and I'd never heard of it before. And these guys, this one guy was presenting it. He's one of the main, I guess, players in the circuit, and, you know, and then so, you know, slowly people started getting into PE. We have five sets of spike ball sets and I have one at home actually. But then you see it on ESPN, you know, or ESPN 2 actually. And then you see it all this stuff and just slowly that following and that, you see people playing it. I don't know why I just thought of that, but it just kind of reminded me of the, you know, I'm not saying Gaga, obviously it's been around a lot longer, but as far as, you know, I never heard of it until a couple of years ago. So it's, I think, you know, I see it now a lot between you guys online and other places or just in general, people posting it. So I think what you guys are doing great. And like I said, I appreciate, you know, everything the games you presented and told us about. And just in general, I think what you're doing is fantastic. And it's, you know, I'm sure you're going to keep growing and getting out there. So, is there anything else you want to leave us with? Any of the phys ed world, before we, and we'll give your contact information and everything. And I'll link it up in the notes and everything. So you want to leave us with anything or any big plans or any big news or just in general, some advice or anything about Gaga? Go for it.
I mean, I just hope that one day we can hopefully get Gaga Ball in as many, you know, PE classes as we can, and hopefully incorporate, you know, this game into PE curriculums across the country, because I really do believe it's a great game. And I believe that, you know, it can be very beneficial to the PE world in terms of, especially since dodgeball is, you know, everybody is kind of shying away from dodgeball and they're not left with a game to replace it with, at least none that I know of. So hopefully Gaga Ball can replace that, especially since dodgeball was very, you know, can be very important in, you know, PE setting. So hopefully we can help this game replace it.
And I think also that we've also done events with special needs children, and we think that, you know, those events also are just as prevalent as any other event that we do. So just running the gamut and getting all involved, no matter what their condition is, handicapping condition or not, that it's open to everybody to play. And we found that out through the events that we've done with special needs children, autistic programs that we've done. And it's a great thing. I mean, of course, I have a bit of more of a heart because I was a special ed teacher. So, you know, it's a little bigger point for me, but we definitely want to continue and possibly get into the Special Olympics and all that to grow it as much as we can. So the sky's the limit. You know, I just hope we're the ones to do it all.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's great. So where can we reach you, or what's the best contact information? And again, I'll link it up in the notes, but would you like to tell us how to get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, so our Instagram, we're at talent_athletics on Instagram, and then our you could check out our website, talentathletics.com. That's where you can reach us.
All right. Sounds great. I appreciate you guys. And like I said, I look forward to your posts every day or every other day on Instagram, and just talking to both of you. It's been, you know, you've given me some new knowledge on it. And some, definitely some things to think about. So I appreciate you guys being on the show.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, definitely. Take care.
Okay.
All right, everybody, what'd you think? I thought it went really well. Again, I've got to know them a little bit over the past couple months, and they are just really good guys, just trying to build their business. And they brought up some really good points of Gaga Ball and why it's a great thing. So please reach out to them if you have any questions on Gaga Ball, the way it's played. If you want to bring it to your area, they'll be more than happy to assist if they can, especially if you're close to them in the New York area. So take care. Have a great day. You guys and girls are awesome for PE Nation. Here is a new beat for you. We'll be right back. All right, everybody. So what'd you think? You know, I think they brought up some really good points about Gaga Ball and the benefits of it. And as someone who's still a little bit on the fence, I think they definitely swayed me in a good direction. I feel better about the rules of Gaga Ball and just some of the things. I'm not sure I'm going to implement it, especially right now in phys ed. But, you know, we'll see how things go and modifications that can be made. So, you know, I thank them for being on the show. This was a kind of a hard episode because of, I guess, the controversy between, you know, is Gaga Ball dodgeball or is it not? And I know a lot of people are pro dodgeball. A lot of people are anti dodgeball. And so they brought up some really good points, like I said, and I appreciate them being on the show and sharing all this. So reach out to them. I will put their contact information in the episode notes. If you have any questions, if nothing else, educate yourself on Gaga Ball. I think it's a great game, especially for, like, again, kids camps, after school programs. I think it's awesome. And maybe like higher ed, like maybe the older kids. Again, I'm on the fence with kindergarten through fifth grade. I'm not sure yet, but you know, again, you know, I enjoyed talking to them, and I think they're very knowledgeable about what they do. So check them out at Talon Athletics, especially on Instagram. I see them posting a lot. They put out some great things, and of just all the things they're doing around especially around their area, the New York area. So check them out and check out supersizephysed.com for more information on any of this and any other kind of stuff going on in the phys ed world. I try to be up to date a little bit, and the newsletter I put out. So take care, and here is a new beat for you, PE Nation.